This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Yesterday, the Charlotte Diocese released a list of 14 clergy credibly accused of sexually abusing children. It also released names of people who worked in the Charlotte Diocese but were credibly accused elsewhere, and names of clergy accused of sexual abuse when the region was covered by the Raleigh Diocese. But the list is not complete in the view of Seth Langson. He's a Charlotte attorney who has represented victims in lawsuits against the Charlotte Diocese. Some of his clients sued priests who were on the list released yesterday. He joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Langson.
Good morning.
Why do you believe the list is incomplete?
Well, I know from my own personal investigation of it, one or more names that should be on that list that aren't on the list. That has nothing to do with what other documents, confidential documents, are seen in the diocese.
And
I just know there was at least one other person on the list.
And so how many names are we talking about in your estimation?
I'm not certain. Terry McKinnon, Bishop of Accountability, I think was quoted yesterday saying that it was six or nine names that should have been on the list.
Have you spoken to any clients about the list that was released? And if so, what do they have to say about it?
I haven't spoken to them since the list was released. I've spoken to them before about the issue and your recent podcast.
And what were their feelings about the release of this and their anticipation?
Oh, it was all like, what took them so long? We're glad they're doing it. And I'll believe it when I see it. That sort of attitude.
Charlotte's Diocese now joins 146 others who have already released the list over the past several years then.
It didn't take the longest time to release the information, although the quality of the information I released is definitely in question, because you don't know who did the investigation. You know nothing about the investigation. I noticed when they interviewed Chancellor yesterday, he was very careful to say in answer to the question about, have you seen everything? Are you confident you've seen everything? And he gave a nuanced answer. I'm confident I'm seeing everything that we have. Well, definition of what they have and what, let's say, the lawyers have might be different. Or other documents. So it seemed to me that he was definitely hedging on his answer.
Were you contacted by anyone investigating clergy on behalf of the diocese?
No. Sorry for the laugh.
And why do you think that was?
What would I have to say to them? They haven't listened to me. It's been interesting what I've had to say for them since, you know, I first got involved in the first cases against the diocese back in 2008. They're very arrogant, and they do what they want to do when they want to do it.
Now, the diocese has set up a hotline for victims to call, but you're urging people not to do so. How come?
Right. Because they're not the ones that should be investigating. The investigation should be by the police under our new laws. Safe Child Act. That needs to investigate. I mean, it's not like, you know, if I get charged with a crime, I then pick my family as the jurors and a judge. That doesn't happen. The diocese hasn't been charged with a crime, but it's the same idea.
And that Safe Child Act extends the time that survivors as adults can lodge lawsuits against.
Yeah. It creates a window, which is a 2-year period from now, basically from the bill got passed, in which anyone who was sexually abused as a child can bring a case, regardless of how old it was, without worrying about the statute of limitations. So it's something that survivors have wanted in every state that's done it, and there's always been a ton of litigation claims made as a result of it, any state that's created such a limit.
Any other reaction to the list that's important that we know?
I've long had the question is, okay, we have this big list. One is, why isn't anyone making any of the connections or looking into the priests, even if they're deceased, see who was the bishop or chancellor back at the time? Because bishops and chancellors are the ones that are responsible for those decisions at the highest levels. That's the way the priests get transferred, the way they know priests have been abusers and stuff like that. And nobody's really looking into the role of the leadership. And I would encourage the district attorney's office to start an investigation like we've done in many other states, in many other cities, as the Charlotte Diocese. I don't know if they committed crimes, but that's not for me to say. But I think it's worth an investigation.
That's Charlotte attorney Seth Langson, who's represented victims in lawsuits against the Charlotte Diocese. Mr. Langson, thank you.
You're welcome.